Hey, what's up? Welcome to Conversation Scale Podcast. My name is Kanova Katua and I am super excited to have you back. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for your continued support. We are entirely grateful. Thank you for those of us that are engaging us on our social media platform. We don't take your views and your contributions in vain. We appreciate your time and effort. Keep on sharing the podcast and the episodes with all your friends, and I am sure we are going to create awareness and also create a safe space where people can talk about their mental health without fear of victimization or without fear of being judged. Last week we talked about regrets, or in our last episode we talked about regrets, and today I want to continue creating awareness on mental health or issues related to mental health. Remember, this is our month of creating mental health awareness, and I want to continue talking about issues that are tied to mental health or issues that can affect our mental health. And this particular episode, I'm talking about opinions, all right? Both our own and other people's, how they can impact, or the impact they can have on our mental health, and how we can make choices that have a positive impact on our well-being and others' well-being. So, join me and let's talk all about it. One thing we have to do is begin with our introductory part. And guys, opinions. Everybody's got one. And a lot of people think that theirs are the only ones that matter, which is fine. And each to their own. However, there is a huge difference between constructive opinions and destructive opinions. Today, I'm going to focus on the negative effects of destructive opinions alongside the positive effects of constructive opinions. A lot of this should probably seem like common sense. However, if you just take a few minutes to flick through social media, and especially if you see the comment section on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you quickly realize that it's becoming second nature for a lot of people to just spout off whatever comes to mind without thinking through the impact of their words or the consequences of their actions, you know. And I am a constant advocate in every episode that if you want to look after your own mental health and well-being, then you need to be focused on putting kindness and compassion out in the world. So you can probably guess that one of the main points this week is that if you engage in the sort of behavior, you are not only causing damage to others, you're also causing damage to yourself. Because people who are satisfied with their lives don't attack other people. I'll talk some more about it in a minute. But first, let's talk about some definition of opinions and how it relates to our mental health and well-being. Number one, an opinion is a viewpoint. But more than that, it's a judgment. A judgment of something or someone as being good or bad, valid or invalid, worthy or unworthy. Opinions aren't necessarily based on fact or evidence. Instead, more often than not, they are based on emotions. And everything I do and say in this podcast every single day is a matter of opinion. Yes, I share content that is built around a solid research and what I've learned through my formal education, but it's all about filtered through a lens of how I perceive the world. In other words, my values and beliefs. That's the thing about opinions. They are always going to be strongly associated with what you believe and what you don't believe. And it can be a real struggle to challenge and change our long-held belief and system. But sometimes that's necessary because it forces us to grow. There are six main types of opinions, and I want to share them with you. One of them is positive opinions we have on ourselves. The other thing is negative opinions we have on others. The other thing is positive opinions we have of others. negative opinions we have of others is number four. Number five is the positive opinions other people have of us. And number six is negative opinions other people have of us. The negative, the positive. The negative and the positive of the opinions we have for others. The positive and the negative opinions we have of others. Oh, number one is the negative and the positive opinion we have for ourselves. The negative and the positive opinion we have for others. And the negative and the positive opinion others have of us. So, each type of opinion can have a direct impact on your mental health and well-being. What you think about yourself, the good and the bad, can either serve to lift your self-esteem or drag it down. And I know from personal experience that when you're struggling with major mental health issues like depression and anxiety, it can be hard to push past all the negative thoughts you have of yourself, which can lead to a downward spiral of low confidence and fading self-belief. Then there is the opinions we have of others. If you think you don't judge other people, even on a subconscious level, you're wrong. We do it all the time. When someone drives like someone who doesn't know how to drive, we judge them. When someone walks into us in a supermarket or a mall or whatever, because they are too busy looking at their phones, we judge them. There is that thing though. I mean, there is that thing. What you do next with that judgment is where the constructive or destructive comes in. If you externalize it, in other words, say something or post something online, you're putting negativity out in the world based on assumptions. You'll never know what the person is going through. They might be driving like a maniac because they're rushing to get a sick loved one. Or they might be focused on their phone in the supermarket because they just see some important news. If you choose, and I repeat, if you choose to respond to the initial judgment with kindness and compassion, letting it go instead of reacting, then you are creating a very different set of outcomes than if you were to get into attack mode. And that I will get back to it in a few minutes. Number three, the third type of opinions are the opinions that people have of us. Just like I form a judgment or perspective based on my views and beliefs, so too are other people doing the same when we interact with them. The difference is that when it comes to your own opinions, you are completely in control. But with the other people's opinion, the only control you have is over what you do with them. Again, I'll get into that in a lot more detail shortly. The impact of opinions in our life is this. You know, opinions are highly personal, and we are never going to agree with one another 100% of the time. I mean, that is the very definition of individuality, because we are all unique with our own individual perspective on every subject possible. Even those of you who listen or read post and the stuff on our social media platform, they aren't going to agree with me 100% of the time. And that is totally fine. It's okay to disagree with me, and I can't force you to agree. Just like nobody can force me to agree with him if I don't. Where we run into problems is when we insist on sharing our opinions with others when it is steeped in negativity, or where it is based on incorrect assumptions, misinformation, or our own prejudice or narrow-minded beliefs. Or probably when we put too much focus on other people's perspective and allow negative, destructive opinions to influence us or take away our satisfaction. Anyway, I'm a professional, and as much as I knew we are allowed, or it is okay to not agree with me or to agree to disagree, then it gives me a safe space to engage people and get to hear their opinions on anything. And I have told you all before about how obsessed I was with some certain things. Let me not get into that anyway. So, opinions are just noise. I decided not to share that story because it's going to take a lot of time. But opinions are just noise. If you let your life be controlled by the opinions of others, you will never grow and you will never find satisfaction because it is impossible. It is impossible to please all the people all of the time. Some people use opinions to try to control others, which, you know, is not right. If you're not harming anyone, including yourself, then do what you like. Let's talk about how to deal with opinions and improve our mental health. So, here's the main point of this particular episode. When you put positivity out in the world and deflect negativity, you'll find your overall mental health and well-being improve because you are focused on positivity. And what you focus on grows. How do you do that? Let's talk about that in a few minutes. And first, let's start with the next time you think about something negative about yourself. You need first to acknowledge the thought and either turn it around into a positive or choose to let it go. And make a point to spend at least 5 minutes every day consciously focusing on the positive in your life. Daily gratitude practice can work wonders for reminding you of all the wonderful things in your life and getting you to focus on the positive instead of the negative. Choose to be kind to yourself, right? The next time you have a strong opinion about someone on reality television or who is in public eye or an acquaintance, stop and think before you do, say, or post anything. What value will putting your opinion out in the world have? Will you be adding negativity, spite, nastiness, or will you be adding positivity, kindness, compassion? As my another friend of mine always says, that if you have nothing good to say, then say nothing at all. Paulo Coelho said, "The world is changed by your example, not your opinion." So the next time someone attacks you or writes an argumentative or nasty comment on a social media account about a topic that you feel strongly about, don't engage, because each action you choose creates a chain of reaction of either positivity or negativity. Let me repeat that again. Every action you choose creates a chain reaction of either positivity or negativity. So make choices that are focused on kindness, understanding, and compassion. You can always choose to be the bigger person. If you have nothing to say, don't say anything. All right? So, I'm going to spend a huge amount of time on a how-to section, because my opinion is that, aside from those 3 points I have just covered, the rest of it should be pretty obvious. There are 5 simple steps to follow when it comes to opinions. Step number 1, have an opinion. Step number 2, identify if it's constructive or destructive. Step number 3, if it's destructive, either let it go or keep it to yourself. If it's constructive, share it. So, if you see something online that you don't like, remember that you do not need to comment on it. If you see something you do like and you have a kind and constructive comment to make, feel free to express it. Step number 4, if someone is sharing an opinion that is weighed down by hatred, discrimination, bullying, and vilification, do not be part of it. Step number 5, there are no more steps. End of discussion. All right? So, let me finish with these 3 main points, even as I wrap it up. But before I do that, let me summarize our episode with this. And I want to say that everyone or everybody is entitled to fair opinion. But when your opinions are destructive, then you have crossed a line. You're responsible for what you put in the world by way of how you treat yourself and how you treat other people. So choose to speak and act in ways that are grounded, or ways that are grounded in compassionate kindness and understanding. As you focus on letting go of negativity around you and within you, and instead of focusing on bringing more positivity into your life, you will find that your overall mental health and well-being improves. Because, to paraphrase what I said earlier in this episode, people who are satisfied with their lives have no need to attack themselves or attack other people or allow themselves to be attacked. People who are satisfied with their lives are too busy being positive and living a life that feels genuinely fulfilling. Let me wrap it up with three main points. And point number one is that you, and you only, are in direct control of your words, actions, and feelings. What you say and do are up to you. So choose to be constructive when dealing with other people, but also when thinking about yourself. Number two, what other people think of you has nothing to do with you. If they like and support you, great. But if they don't, then it's not personal, even if it feels that way. Move on and find the people who do get what you are about. And finally, number three, if you put negativity out in the world, then you are part of the problem. Choose to put positivity, kindness, and compassion out in the world, and do your part to change things for the better. I want to leave you with a quote that you can reflect on, and I want you to consider what it means to you. This quote today is from Mother Teresa, and this is what Mother Teresa said: "Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless." Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly, truly endless. That's it for today. That's it for our episode today. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for even considering your opinion, even as you comment on our social media platform. If you want to continue listening to our podcast, you can use any podcast, your preferred platform, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, any other podcast platform. And be sure to share it with your friends. Kindly share and let people get to learn about regrets. And our social media platform, every platform from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, it's Conversations Cave. Let's keep the conversations going. And I believe we are going to learn even as we create an awareness. Next week, we talk about panic, and we continue talking about uncertainty, and we're going to talk about grief. Be ready for those three episodes back to back: panic, uncertainty, and grief. And I hope I will see you. All right. I hope you'll also come back with a friend, and you know, it's gonna be an amazing time. As always, look after yourself and make a conscious choice to put some positive energy into the world, because you get back what you give out. Take care. Till next time. This is the Caveman, Kanova Gatua, and this is the Conversations Cave Podcast. Bye.